Nice is the word. The word. The word.
I thought it was Greece.
Yeah, Greece is the word.
Greece is the word. Nice is the word. Or Nice in Greece. Could be. On this good day, it's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday morning. Let's see, how can we scare the heck out of everybody today?
Radiation.
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 I got out of town quickly yesterday when I realized there was radiation in the Massachusetts rainwater. I got on a plane and got out of there.
And went to California.
Back to California, there was more radiation everywhere.
Yeah.
Listen. It's
we all look good in green, so I think it'll be okay.
Small amounts of radioactive iodine, likely associated with Japan's nuclear power plant, were detected in rainwater in Massachusetts. Also in Utah, no detectable radiation found in air samples. So the water is unaffected, says the State Department of Health commissioner. The EPA is collecting additional samples. Look at all the work these people have. My God, they're going to have to do something. Woo! Horrors, rainwater, radiation in the seawater in Japan. Nobody should be buying anything from Japan or anywhere in Asia. No food from Asia. None. Zero. Nada. Don't buy it.
And there's your big scare report for the day.
It is. That's
thanks
big
for
tuning
in.
Yeah, that's right. Very good, Richie. Put things in it. I have...
By the way, Libya is going to attack America at any moment.
Really? When's that?
Yeah, just... As soon as
you wanted to add to the list, right?
Yeah. Things to be afraid of?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's all right, yeah. I have I've been doing some research, spending a lot of time thinking about money and where it goes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Don't we always think about that, though?
Yeah. Well, there is a very interesting reality as to why we're paying what we pay for food at the store, for fuel at the pump, for... interest rate, you name it. Pretty much all of what you pay is predicated on one of my favorite boogeymen or groups of boogeymen.
Which one is that?
The campaigners who are out, this is the season, they're going to be asking for your money pretty soon. Because the, if you believe it or not, we're into a presidential election cycle again. Doesn't it seem like this guy just got there?
Yeah, it does.
And now, all the special interests.
Right.
Yeah. All the special interests are out banging around.
And I'm on board with you. I mean, these guys, excuse me, their career is running for office.
Yeah, that's all they do.
Not
and
running,
it's even
not
worse if you're
districts.
A congressman.
Right.
It's worse if you're a congressman because it's only a two-year cycle. So you have to have, on average, I don't know if you knew this or not, the folks in Congress have a fundraiser a week. Mm. On average, they go out someplace in Washington or back in
and
the district asking for your money.
There's nothing better to prove that than... I just heard a report this morning, and it just made me just sit up and think.
Yeah.
Who's running Gabby Gifford's office?
It's a good question.
Her office people are.
Her office people are,
yeah,
right?
Who votes for her, though, when there's a vote?
Okay.
Nobody votes.
And I mean, obviously, I don't want to attack her in any way, shape, or form, but it just goes to prove that this stuff runs without the actual representative being there because they're out doing other things.
Yeah.
So they have the staff basically run the whole office while they go out and glad hand for more money after the fact. And they don't even need to be really there.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's this whole business about how the system has now built up all these people on the staff. Remember when Joel Heffley used to tell us he was the only one in Congress who didn't spend all the money that was allocated for staff members, et cetera,
et cetera? He would send money back.
Yeah. Most Congress...
And they hated him for it because...
Right, because they want them to spend it all, because they don't want to look bad.
In government, if you don't spend it, you don't get it again the next year.
Right.
So let's say they give you, let's just say $1,000. And let's say you spend $900. Well, the next year they give you $900.
Mm-hmm.
So that nobody wants to do that. So they find a way to spend that extra $100, no matter what it is.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah.
Send it to me. Jennifer and I will go out on a date.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the... Federal Election Commission, Richie, looking at corporations, unions, and wealthy individuals to find out exactly how many hundreds of millions of dollars in campaign advertisements they paid for last year, wondering out loud what next year's presidential and congressional elections will be all about. They want full disclosure, so they say. Current law and the Supreme Court decision on campaign spending require it. The Supreme Court, remember that last year, said it was okay for corporations and unions. Constitutionally, they had a right to spend unlimited sums on campaign advertising so long as it was independent of the candidates or parties. So they don't give it to the person who's running. They just spend it themselves on issues, whatever it is. Doesn't make a difference. Electioneering across the board. Remember what happened in Utah where in the last week of the campaign, the influence of the big businesses in Las Vegas, all the big, not big, humongous in terms of money, the winds of the world, these people that own all the real estate, all of what they wanted in a nutshell was to have online gambling. And so they give $3 million, and what's his face, only wins about 4,000 votes.
Harry Reid,
4,000 votes. So at some point, 2-3 weeks down the line, he introduces legislation to allow online gambling on the Internet, right? Just a coincidence that they raised $3 million for him. Wouldn't have been able to do it before the Supreme Court a decision. So I looked around at the amount of money, and apparently the war chests that are being built up are in the billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. The reason I tell you this, folks, is because I think you need to, we get a head pounding every day all across the board. You'll listen to a lot of politics. Many of the stations that carry this program are political, left or right. They have a point of view, and you hear it expressed. Most of you know where my politics are, but that's not really what this is about. But I do.
Your politics are all over the place.
Yeah, they're pretty scattered, kind of like it's ADD politics.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you will. So there's a continuing flow of information, though, now about major funding, depending on where you go. If you look around for it, the money, for example, here in Los Angeles, money that gets spent by the state to have contracts, roads, buildings, that kind of stuff. The number one contributor is Sinayan Development. You know that? They have right now $5.7 billion worth of construction work with the state of California.
Mm.
And last year, between all of the various and sundry officials of the company, they donated here in Los Angeles $189,500 to local interests, and across the state, apparently, it's about four times that much. Here's another company, FTR International, $240 billion. Is that right? Can that be right? No, I think it can't be right. $240 million in contracts. The chief executive gave $68,000 to the election of Jerry Brown. Another consulting company. I'm looking at the top contributors in the tens of thousands of dollars and how much money they get out of, this is what they do. They cough up dough. And then they get the jobs, and then they don't do a good job. There's a whole expose in the L.A. Times about the construction jobs being done on community colleges here, Jennifer, and how shoddy the work is.
Yes.
But they push aside the regulators. They push aside the investigators. They call up their pals who they gave money to and said, hey, get these guys off of our back. So that's how it affects you. It affects you in lots of different ways. Okay, now let's boil this down. You ready?
Ready.
On a bottle of milk at the store.
Here we go.
Listen to this.
This is where it gets fun.
Yeah. Bottle of milk at the store. How much you pay for a bottle of milk? $4, $4.50?
Yeah, like
$4.
Yeah,
about that.
Okay. You know, there's a checkoff program. And for each bottle of milk, you pay 4 cents to be spent to advertise milk. All of we hear the egg board that helps us here with the incredible edible egg.
Right.
When you buy eggs, you're kicking in to advertise eggs. There's the pork board, there's the lamb board.
Automobile, the business does it.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, but this is, this money is required by the federal government. In cars, you don't do it. The feds set up this system to promote the various, the beef board, the milk board. They wanted to help them promote, so they passed a law that says, okay, 4 cents out of every dollar is going to go to this, that, or the other thing. So
why would the feds get involved in that?
That's a very good question, Rich. Shall we ask that a little louder?
Why would they care about advertising pork? Well,
because it's good for America's farmers.
Eggs.
So they say. Yeah. Anyway, so last year on the milk board alone, the compensation for, there's a board, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people are on this board. All right? Guess how much money the guy who's the chief executive of the milk board made last year?
Oh, no, this is going to make me scream.
Yeah, you are going to absolutely scream. This isn't even tax, though. This money comes out of.
I'm going to be conservative here and say $500,000.
$702,655.
It's a great salary, isn't it?
For being on the milk board. All right?
We should get you that
job. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah, why aren't you in that job?
I know. That's the number two guy. Number one guy, $923,051.
Wow.
All right? The next guy on the list is 702. Then it goes down 661, 170 for the next guy. 500,318 for the next guy after that. 400.
These are all at the milk board.
These are on the milk board. Yeah. On the milk board. All right? Compensation up $131,308 for this board over this year from last year. And all these people do is decide on how to promote dairy. They get together once a month, and then they have people working for them. They decide how they're the people who have done the milk. This group of seven people did the milk mustache thing.
All the milk comes in from where?
The money comes in from selling milk at the stores.
All the milk that's being sold in this country is from...
Well, the milk being sold in this country now, most of it is domestic milk. Some of it comes from outside, like Canada, and some of it a little bit from Mexico, and some from New Zealand, not much from China anymore. But this thing is, we're overproducing. We're making more than we need, and that comes whether it's milk or butter or cheese or whatever it is. So now we're the exporters of this. That isn't the point. The point is that I wanted you to know how much these people are responsible for Make Mine Milk and the milk mustache thing we're making from their tough labors. It's a 19 after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped
free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
By state.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, came through the night that our flag was still there.
Find out if he knows how to do it.
Won't say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
For Richard Marks. Yay!
Not bad.
Ah.
For the land of the free.
Everybody now.
Ooh, big finish.
And the home of the
brave.
Richard Marks singing the national anthem at the NASCAR race this weekend. Now, help me understand, or what do I forget about Richard Marks? Why do I not remember?
Big head.
Yeah, there's a lot to forget about
big
Richard
hair.
Marks. Yeah,
oh.
Big hair from the 80s.
Yeah.
Richard Marks was famous for, let me dig it up here.
It's not that important. I recognize the name, but I don't know why.
He was,
He was, huh? Okay, that's not important. Don't worry about it.
Here it is right here. I should have known better. It's his song.
Yeah.
Now,
the rocket one, and then there was a ballad,
yeah.
Too.
Now, Jimmy, they did sing the national anthem.
One of the things I heard, though, is that he was the voice that backed up John Travolta in Greece when Travolta couldn't hit the notes. So they had Richard Marks sing the songs, and then they would bring him in on the notes that John Travolta couldn't hit.
Interesting.
Hi, 26 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our 2020 quickie quiz, and it's pretty simple. I have a number. I want you to tell me what the significance of this number is. Everybody ready?
Ready.
All right.
308,745,538. What's that number significant for, or for what reason do we think this number has meaning and value and relevance? 308,745,538. 800-510-8255, another significant number. That's the phone number. You call, you get the prize. Somebody just called and asked, what do you give out for prizes? Oh, you have a lot of these. We still have these ski resorts. I've noticed we have a few, and Roberta says that we'll be having, like, in Michigan, some places in Pennsylvania. I
skied in Oregon. I skied on Mount Hood in Oregon in it was late April or early May.
You were in the hood?
Complimentary.
In the hood.
Complimentary ski tickets, also Doug Steffen paraphernalia. What's the significance of the number 308,745,538? Obviously, it has some importance, otherwise I wouldn't be asking you. 800-510-8255. By the way, we were talking about numbers, what people earn. People are in the milk board, the pork board, the lamb board, all these people. The big compensation package for corporate directors has a lot of people yakking just because of how much money now people are realizing. Everything is being scrutinized. Everybody's investigating everything. And so if you're on the board of directors, for example, I'm on the board of a couple of different organizations, I don't get paid anything. But the publicly traded companies pay you, if you have run a successful business, to come to four or five meetings a year. And the average for these directorships is over $250,000 a year. Something to think about, huh? 28 after the hour, and good day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard use gear, Everly stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, Spec Ops, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bye.
Now 33 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, my friend, colleague, and cohort.
Right here.
Is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And then there's the lovely Jennifer Horn. See, I'm connected at both ends. I'm in Jennifer's studio in Los Angeles, and Richie's there, and see how the connection works?
Connected at both ends.
I'm like the peanut butter and jelly between two nice slices.
Beautiful slices of bread.
Gluten-free bread.
That's us.
It's lovely. All right, so throwing numbers around here, what people make. Don't you think, for those of you who didn't hear me a few minutes ago, I was talking about the average corporate compensation for directors and how much people, for example, if you're on the board at General Motors or you're on the board at American Airlines, or you're on the board at some bank, or Raymond James Financial, or Procter & Gamble, or these big public companies, they pay the directors and give them cash and stock oftentimes. But the average was $228,000 last year. And then if you look at some of the, for example, if you're on the board of directors for Apple, the average compensation for the board there, I think, is 14, 15 members, $984,000 a year. And they meet maybe every other month, but they are, you know, they're responsible for guiding, if you will, the direction of the corporation. So look at what Apple has done, and do they earn it? You determine that. How do you know? Apple's a very successful company, right? Whirlpool, Alcoa. Just looking at some of these various deals. Anyway, I think that it's I'm on the board of trustees in an academic institution, and they don't pay us for that kind of thing. I don't even think that board.
You're on the wrong board, Dougie.
I may be. I can get some on.
Telling you, man.
All right. So we're going to have Stuart Allen Books here in a minute talking about your tax refunds. And also, as you get ready, we have, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks till. If you have money due, you can have an extension, but you got money due. It's got to be on the 15th of April. And today is the 28th, isn't it? What is today? I don't even know what today is.
Today is the 28th.
28th, right, exactly. Okay. Our question at the moment has to do with a number. I dropped this number on your ears, 308,745,538. Bobby's in Aberdeen, Michigan. Why'd I drop that number on your head there, Bobby?
Pays pay.
Say again, what, who?
Base pay for the compensation.
I'm not understanding.
Yeah, speak English, Bobby.
Okay, population of America.
Yeah, that's what that number is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's correct. It is the population of this country, 308,745,538. That was as of midnight, supposedly, January 1st. These numbers are all, it's kind of like the ratings for my radio program, everybody else's radio program. They're up or down 10% no matter what. And but that's an interesting place to start in terms of the discussion. Hold on just a second, Bobby. We're going to take good care of you. The discussion about where we have been and how quickly we are growing, in a sense. You look back at the population of our country when we were first founded, right? You go back to 1776. You go back to 1650, if you want to, and how over the years, every 10 years since 1790, there's been a census. You know that? Every 10 years since 1790, there's been a census. And as the country grows, the population center changes. It was, as you can imagine, back in those early times, population was mostly focused on the East Coast. And then it started moving west. So it went through Kentucky and Illinois. And now Plato, Missouri is the center point of the country in terms of population. That is, if you go west of Plato, half of the population of the country lives. Draw a straight line from our border with Canada to the border. Well, let's see. If you go down from Missouri, you're probably you're going to hit the Gulf of Mexico. All right, but no, you understand what I'm saying. You go west of that line, half the population lives there. East of that line, the other half lives. And but it's continuing to go west, and there's probably not much. What do you have to do to figure that out? You look at the good weather in the Southwest and the conditions that exist. People love Colorado. My God, I never go anywhere and talk about the places in our country that are the best, that I love the most, without somebody telling me that they love Colorado. Something about Colorado really pulls people in. Mm-hmm. I don't know, what is it?
It's a natural state. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is kind of a neat place. Average income. So we know where people live. How much money are they making? This is non-governmental income, okay? Remember, across the country, the average pay, you take everybody from the top to the bottom, rich and poor, average pay for non-governmental workers, 48.4, somewhere in that vicinity, 48.5, 48.9, something like that. Average pay for people who work in some government, whether it's state, local, federal, 64.1, down from 64.9 a year or so ago. In Connecticut.
Let me tell you something. We just had this conversation the other night. I was at a party, and we were talking about people who worked in the government from the time they were 23 or 24, retire when they're 45 type thing. Then they go get another government job at 45, retire when they're 65. And they get double pensions. Oh, man.
Lovely,
some
huh?
of these people have it fat.
Fair.
I know. Buddy of mine. He's going to be retiring in just a couple of years at 52.
Yeah. I'm going to go to work for NPR or something. Then I'll get a good retirement. So, Rich.
You're bored.
I am. You're right.
What we do is fun.
Yeah. Connecticut. Average income in Connecticut, $56,000 a year. That's taking into account everything. No matter what the jobs are. And that's the largest.
Government, non-government, everything.
Yeah, everything. That's the highest. That's the number one ranking state average income in our country. Lowest, Richie, Mississippi.
Yeah, I was going to say
31,186. However, take out of the states and put in the District of Columbia, average pay. Remember, this is how much unemployment is there in Washington. This is the fantastic. This really is the noodle.
I don't know right now.
Right.
I can look.
My understanding is about 14%.
Wow.
All right. District of Columbia, average pay, and this takes into account, and this is why it's so interesting, that the government is the main employer in the District of Columbia.
Yes, without a doubt.
The average pay in Washington, District of Columbia, every man, woman, anybody who's working, $71,044. That's the average pay in the District of Columbia, taking into account everything. Government, lobbyists, lawyers,
yeah,
people who sweep the street, whoever it is.
You got government, Then you have government contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the lobbyists. That's
California's
like,
number 12 on the list, Jennifer, 43,104.
Mm-hmm.
The percentage change?
10% unemployment in Washington, D.C., by the way.
10%. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Richie. 29%. Let's see here. The increase in the rankings as far as pay is concerned, 29%, people making 29% more in California than was the case. Actually, there's no state where people are not making more money than they did 10 years ago on average. Wyoming has a 63% increase because of the oil and gas and coal.
It's a cost of living. I mean, it's all relative.
Oh, yeah. Louisiana, 63% higher than it was 10 years ago, but the average salary or the average take-home pay is $38,446 in Louisiana. Most of these. So we start at 56 in Connecticut, go down to 31 in Mississippi, with the exception of the District of Columbia. Average pay. So now think about this for a second. The poverty level in our country is just over $40,000. So it's $40,283 or something like that. So the average pay in Delaware is below, from Delaware, which is the 20th state, down to Mississippi. Everybody, not everybody, but the average pay in these states is below the poverty level.
40,000 sounds high to me.
It sure does.
Poverty level?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, you're right. 34,000.
Still.
Still, I know.
I know. Is that
I
for a family?
Like 12,
yeah, that's
or
for
something.
A family of four.
Okay.
Yeah,
34,000.
Okay.
Right. Family of four. All right, numbers.
Yeah, that
numbers.
Makes sense.
All right, speaking of numbers, Dr. Ken is at a conference this morning, and so we are going to spend some time, quality time, with Stuart Allen Books for a few minutes. Your tax refund ideas, maybe to put your windfall. Richie's not gonna have a windfall. We'll have to talk to Stuart.
I can get money back. I just not getting as much as I have been.
All right, and then some of the things that you can do to further save. There's a greater estate tax exclusion. A couple of things in here, Stuart will have, boy, if you're still preparing. Right now, I want to prepare you for a better, beautiful, brighter face. It starts with your eyes. What's the first thing other than that that you look at when you look at somebody else?
Eyes and smile.
Eyes and
really?
Smile. Yep.
All right.
Richie does
it
and I don't. But
man.
That's all right. We have to be men.
If you
all right,
say so
you got bags under your eyes, dark circles, puffiness, fine lines, redness, all those things, Monday morning especially, maybe a little more so on Monday. And this is, March Madness to contend with.
Yep.
And we also have spring break to contend with. So all these things tend, no matter what your age, to do a number on your eyes. Blend a dab of Lumitone under your eyes for an instant shimmer. The shimmer. You like that,
shimmers.
Right? Yeah, it's very attractive. Men and women both, by the way, are going through all of this. It works on skin redness. Redness diminished by 50%. You've heard me now talking for a week or so, ladies and gentlemen, about going to the mirror in the morning and seeing those dark circles and offering you a solution for same. And it's a free solution, too, by the way. Call this number, 800-894-3302. That's 800-894-3302 and order your free bottle of Lumitone from New Vitality. 800-894-3302. Basically, the message is very solid, very simple. You take this, put it under your, and you can do it in the morning and at night, put it under your eyes, watch the puffiness go away. You'll have enough chance to see if it works or not over the course of a month. You get a month's supply free, and then when you see it working, you'll order some more. These people are very smart. They know this stuff works. That's why they're willing to give it to you for free, because they know you'll come back and get it. 800-894-33.
I'm at the checkout thing. Quantity, one. Price, zero.
That's cool.
There you go.
There it is.
Okay, there it is. Good going. Richie has done it. You can do it. You pay a little shipping and handling fee. That's it.
Yeah.
So Lumitone, 800-894-3302.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Spring is finally here, and it's time to spruce up your home. And it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg to do so. Everyday household products like baking soda offer an affordable and natural way to keep our homes fresh and clean. Television host and lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
People are always impressed by how one box of Arm & Hammer baking soda can help clean their homes without the use of harsh chemicals. You can clean the microwave, countertops, and stainless steel sinks without scratching, deodorize the fridge and drains, give a boost to laundry detergent for cleaner clothes, and even remove marks from walls. That little orange box of baking soda is the most resourceful solution for spring cleaning, and it only costs about a buck.
Thanks, Jill. For more information and countless uses for baking soda, visit www.armandhammer.com. That's www.armandhammer.com.
Stuart Allen Books is the official CPA, the accountant for the Duck Staff and Good Day program, works with Richie and me and maybe some of you. You can go online to his office, Books Bonardi, B-O-N-A-R-D-I, Books Bonardi and Company. Very good. He understands how this all works. So you and Richie just discussing his refund. What are people doing, and what should they be thinking about doing with their tax refund at this time, Stuart?
Well, the first thing they should be doing is thinking about funding their IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they have a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA, they should be thinking about their retirement.
The average refund this year will be about $2,900, somewhere between $2,900
and $3,000.
So this is the idea. People have debts, though. They have credit card debt. Why wouldn't you advise people to pay off their debt rather than investing in what's down the road? Get rid of the interest and stuff that you're paying now on these credits. I sound like Ramsey, right? Do I sound like Dave Ramsey? Cut up your credit cards.
Oh, but it's a good
get
idea.
Rid of your debt. But
that's,
if you get
that's the second thing they ought to do, the highest interest rated credit card. But the problem is, when people do that, what they do is they just run it up again.
Yeah.
And no, if you're going to pay it off, keep it gone.
Yeah.
Keep it gone. The great thing is, let's say you're paying $500 a month in credit card bills to pay your credit card monthly payments.
Minimum.
Whatever it is, minimum, whatever it is, that's your budget to pay off your credit cards. You take your tax money, you pay your credit cards off, and then you still take that $500 and sock it away every single month.
Yeah.
Be it
pay
for
yourself.
More credit cards or paying yourself or going towards your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that money budgeted for savings instead of paying off expenses. That way, if you do need to go out and spend a couple $1,000s, instead of using the credit card, you will have that couple $1,000s that you've been putting away for the last few months on the $300 or $400 or $500 a month.
All right, let me also offer this.
Rich or hired?
Yeah, here's an idea for those of you who are self-employed. It's a good reason for you to have a business, a side business, or be self-employed. Didn't the bonus depreciation go to 100% for new machinery and equipment this past year? And does it continue in the next year?
You've been able to do that. This is Section 1.
I don't know what section it is, but it used to be 50%.
Section.
I know it's now 100%. So
yeah,
but
you've been able to do that for years.
100%?
Yeah.
In the first year?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Have I done that? Have I done that?
No.
Oh, no, Stuart.
All right,
well. Saying the first years, right?
Yeah.
The first year that you buy equipment, you're allowed to take a depreciation deduction equal to the cost up to
whatever.
Last year was $250,000.
51 after.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Egg.
It's the 28th of March, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I, always interested in technology. You have some interesting news on Facebook and its relationship to relationships in a matter of moments. First, though, Alex Goldfain, who is our technology tailor, has the reasons for you to think about Best Buy. Why do you think Best Buy's holiday sales profits were down 16%? What's going on in the marketplace to affect Best Buy that much?
That's
Alex,
a shock.
Yeah, it is kind of a shocker. Yeah. We'll get the behind-the-scenes story in a moment here on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Best Buy announced its fourth quarter earnings last week. That's the holiday quarter. So it was somewhat surprising that the big box store's profits fell 16% compared to the previous year. Why did profits fall? Because demand for televisions and entertainment hardware and software fell. Now let me run through each of those. In 2008 and 2009, we bought lots of flat panel HD TVs. Last holiday season, not so much. Why not? Because consumers don't really care about 3D televisions. I've been saying this for some time now. 3D TVs at $2,000 or $3,000 each are simply not something a lot of people are going to buy when they have a perfectly good HD TV at home already. Plus, those 3D glasses are annoying. Next, entertainment hardware and software. That means video games, consoles like the PlayStation 3, and the $50 games. Why is demand down for those? Because of the iPhone and Android phones. People are now buying games on their phones, which means they're not buying them at Best Buy. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
So, Richie, let's kind of get a handle on this for Best Buy. Yeah. Apparently the worst is yet to come. This has been the last 2 years since they knocked off Circuit City, right? They were out of the picture.
Yeah, Circuit City's empty.
Yeah, but Best Buy shares are down like 21%.
Yeah. Huh.
Investors are not assuming that Best Buy actually needs time to recover because of Amazon and other places where you can buy. Amazon apparently is, you can buy almost anything now.
Sure.
At Amazon. Is that right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Sort of, can.
Why would you buy a flat screen TV, though, from something in this place where you couldn't see it?
I know. I'd rather look at it.
See, me. That's me. I want to be able to walk in, stare
touch
at it,
feel
touch
it,
look
at it.
Now, if you go look at it and you decide what you want, and then you go online to Amazon, you compare the prices.
People do that.
Maybe that's what's going on.
People do that.
I think maybe
You know, the interesting thing about that phenomenon is that I am, unfortunately, I am a, what's it called, when you see something, you got to have it right then, right there.
Right. You're impulsive and
I'm an impulse buyer. I'm an impulse buyer, okay? And I've trained myself. No, it is. And I've trained myself over the years to not be an impulse buyer.
You get what you want when you get it.
But what happens when no longer you have the opportunity to be an impulse buyer? Because impulse buying runs a lot of this economy.
It does. You buy a car on impulse.
Sure.
When I go into a lot and I look at a car, okay, right there, I'll take that one.
And if people don't have that opportunity to be an impulse buyer, how is it going to affect our economy?
Well, this company is so big. Best Buy, whether you know it or not, accounts for nearly a third of U.S. consumer electronics sales. Yeah. So, and if you go to Best Buy because you're getting price. So if the price is cheaper someplace else, it's going to be a problem for them. We hope that they do well. We want everybody to do well. You, we want you.